Welcome to Gooped and Gagged.
Yes.
I'm Sophie.
And I'm Garrett.
And we are DJ Gooped.
And DJ Gagged.
Back for another morning.
Yes, back for another morning as... Ooh. Sorry, I moved my mic, y'all. But this is Gooped and Gagged, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts. Freeform radio, and she's back. That sound, love that.
a little wobble
perchance.
Yes,
we
okay. Well, I think we've got a good list today.
Yes, we have an exciting list today.
Oh,
we're delving into a little personal territory, maybe a little extra Eurovision perchance.
Oh my.
Yes, we do have some hot off the press news for y'all later.
I can't wait. Yes. We are going to start off with Slow Pulp, which is a band I saw perform two nights ago at the Paradise Rock Club. They were very good, from Wisconsin.
Slay.
So we're going to hear two of their songs, High and Mud.
Period.
Enjoy.
Enjoy, everyone.
I'm not afraid to die. Thank you.
Gorgina.
Thank you.
Oh my god, I need to stop moving this mic.
I know, it keeps making odd sounds.
Like, listen, guys.
Whoa, what is that even coming from?
I think she's just like, you know, she's one of the Shakers.
Yeah, okay.
So,
a Quaker.
Exactly. Exactly. So how was the Slowpoke concert?
It was really good. It was really fun. The venue was really cute. I think we should go to a concert there another time.
100%.
Yes.
100%.
The opener was good, too. I was going to put one of their songs on there, but it was a little too... I think the vibe was a little too slow than what I wanted. But
okay. Yeah, I mean, obviously, we have, like, everyone on the Massachusetts freeways listening.
Exactly. So they need to be
awake.
Energized. Exactly.
Exactly.
Yes. We can't put them to sleep.
Yes. Mm-mm. That's for when the Montenegrin music comes on. Okay. So the next songs, we're doing a bit of a, you know, geographic switch up as per usual.
Yeah.
So I don't think I've actually played a Japanese song.
I don't think you
on
have.
The show.
Maybe once. No.
Maybe once, yeah.
I think maybe once.
I think during our training session.
Oh.
I did. Perchance.
I wouldn't remember, but I believe
I don't
you.
But I do listen to a fair amount. It has a very unique sound.
Yeah.
I would say, and I do enjoy it sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it is a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so first off, we have Fly High by the Burnout Syndromes, which I believe is actually from Haikyuu.
Oh, really?
The volleyball anime. It was on my For You page on TikTok because I love volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
And I was
have
getting
you watched
a lot of
Haikyuu?
Well, yes, I also have. But I do love volleyball. And it was like for the Olympics. Next, we have Kirari by Fujikaze. I don't know if any of his music has been in like a TV show. I just enjoy it. He's a very popular song called, it's like Shinanoga Iwa,
mm-hmm.
which I highly recommend.
Okay.
And then we're going to close up with some City Pop, which is like from the 70s, 80s-ish.
I love that.
It's called Midnight Pretenders by Tomoko Aran.
So lovely.
Shall we get into it?
Let's go across the world.
Yes.
Enjoy.
Enjoy, everyone.
Slay.
Amega, 翼狂わせる が君をどこへだって連れて行く青い衝動と本能と層が剥き出しにして、yeah、全部全部を消し去って飛ぶ荒れ狂う季節の中を二人は一人きりさらり明けゆく夕日の中を今夜も昼下がりさらりどれほど朽ち果てようと最後には笑いたい何のために戦おうとも時は愛か
してたよ連れて
Are you interested in Tufts or Medford Somerville history? Consider taking an adventure to the Tufts Archival Research Center. They're open Monday through Friday by appointment starting at 9 a.m. and their walk-in hours go from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Tufts Archival Research Center is home to more than 700 unique collections documenting the history of Tufts and several specialized subject areas. This has been a public service announcement from Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO Medford.
Welcome back.
Hot.
That was Modern Girls and Old Fashioned Men by The Strokes and Regina Spektor.
Love.
One of my faves. And before that, you heard a lovely PSA and Garrett's Japanese picks, which were excellent, dare
Thank
I say.
You. Thank you.
My dad texted me that he enjoyed them.
Oh,
the Japanese picks. So.
Thank you.
Good choices.
Yes. If you're interested in more, I actually can't remember the guy's name right now off the top of my head.
One of the ones that just played.
Well, another Japanese artist have like his name is Vaundy, V-A-U-N-D-Y.
V-A-U-N-D-Y. Okay.
He's an album called Strobo, S-T-R-O-B-O. Excellent. That is very good. I really like that last song.
I really like that song. I only just heard it for the first time the other day, which is surprising because I went through a Regina Spektor phase where I listened to like all of her music, but not that one.
I really like the instrumental.
Yeah, really good. I really it's definitely the guitar in it. Sounds like the Strokes, but then it's also like her
voice.
Yeah.
You know, we've just been gabbing it up in the studio
today, we're having a chatty night.
Yeah, we're like chatty Kathy.
I know, probably because we both woke up at noon.
Yes. we had off today for Veterans Day.
It was beautiful,
incredible. However, Tufts decided to do this incredible thing where now we have what would have been our today's schedule tomorrow, which means I now have a 9 a.m
yes
in a class that
I 9 a.m.
I don't particularly enjoy it, but it's like I just don't find it that interesting, but it's a requirement. So I have class in approximately 5.5 hours.
I don't know how you're gonna do that.
I'm probably gonna sleep through it.
I think you actually should.
I'm heavily considering.
I'm really lucky because my chem class was canceled, so I do not have to wake up at 10:30. That's in fact do not gorgina. Have to wake up until 3 p.m. Lucky me.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe I'll be productive tomorrow. We have to hope. I have to write stuff tomorrow. For a paper tomorrow.
I know. I have to, like, go to the post office.
Oh.
Shower.
Well, we're in the post office right now.
Yeah, I think it might be closed, though, unfortunately. Yeah,
that may be true.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do we have next?
Next up, we have The District Sleeps Alone Tonight by the Postal Service. And after that, L'Ultima Notte by Ariete. A little Italian pick.
Exciting.
Yes. Enjoy.
Enjoy, everyone. We'll be back. We'll be back.
Where?
l'estate passa e la guardiamo andare in silence. Tu mi sfiori le labbra e mi prometti ci vedremo presto. E sparirà la sabbia, si lascerà trascinare dal vento. È vuota quella piazza, ricordo quando ci stavamo in cento. Da stesi sulla riva all'alto mare, quante giornate ho visto cominciare. La luce spenta adesso in quel locale, dove andavamo per gridare. No! Ricorderai. E siamo soli in spiaggia, se non abbiamo bisogno di niente. Se sei tra le mie braccia, giuro stanotte durerà per sempre. Mi risfiori le labbra e restiamo insieme fino alle sette. E sparirà anche l'alba tra baci che sanno di sigarette. Da stesi sulla riva all'alto mare, quante giornate ho visto cominciare. La luce spenta adesso in quel locale, ci torneremo per gridare. No, non mi importa di niente, io l'ultima notte la passo con te. Prendi da bere e portami dove vanno le stelle. È l'ultima notte, solo io e te. Dimmi che ti ricorderai. Dimmi, dimmi che ti ricorderai. Dimmi, dimmi che ti ricorderai.
Love.
You just heard L'Ultima Notte by Ariete.
We are massive fans of Italian music on this show.
Yes, we are. I'm gonna need to start playing some more because it's a large portion of what I've been listening to lately.
Of course.
Yes. We were just discussing that we are going to be watching Sanremo this year.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
So Sanremo is an Italian music festival that also serves to select their Eurovision participant. Mm-hmm. It is important to note, as all the Italians will point out, Sanremo is not a national final. It just also serves to select their person.
I see.
Yes, they
it's its own
very
thing.
Yes, they're very firm.
I mean, Sanremo came before Eurovision.
It did. It is the inspo.
Yes,
we must give her cred.
Of course. Of course. Speaking of Eurovision,
we have news. So perchance, Montenegro has released all of their national final songs.
And of course, Garrett has listened.
I have listened to all of them.
Yep.
So, listen, I wasn't going in with the highest hopes.
Okay.
I will be honest. And I'm not leaving with the highest hopes either. It was, listen,
do you think your expectations were met? Or did they fall short? Or were
I would
were
say,
they exceeded?
I would say, so I had high expectations for one song.
Yeah.
So there's a very prolific Balkan songwriter Ooh. Named Darko Dimitrov, and he submitted a song. And I had high expectations for that, and I didn't have high expectations for the rest of the competition. The rest of the competition proved me right, and Darko was a little disappointing, I must say.
Too bad.
Yes, but, you know, the interesting thing with a country that returns to Eurovision after like 2 years absent, and then comes back with a new national final.
Right.
The first year isn't going to be good.
Of course.
We are going under the assumption that this is just the beginning.
Baby steps.
And that it's baby steps, and that this is going to start getting the rest of the Montenegrin music scene involved.
That's
so I'm
good.
All for what's happening. They have 16 songs in the national final. 32 songs were submitted to compete.
What? Which only 32?
Which is insane.
That's crazy.
It is also the most they've ever received
wow
to compete, 32. But, you know, we're gonna go. There are some songs with the potential for good becoming better with a revamp.
Yeah.
Which is something you can do in Eurovision.
Oh, that's cool.
So, first up, we are going to have Dobro Došli by Nina Zizic, which is actually the song by Darko Dimitrov.
Oh, okay.
This is a song that the community likes the most. I think it's good. It could be better.
Yeah.
And then the one I put in is called Poguban Yet or Let. We're not really sure based on font.
Yeah.
By Tamara Zivkovic.
Beautiful.
Yes, we love our Balkan names. That one's a bit slower. Mm-hmm. It also needs a revamp, but you know, we're grasping at straws here. Yeah. So we're doing our best.
Yes. And this time we are not going to say enjoy.
We're not going to say enjoy. We're going to say
bon appetit.
Bon appetit and buen provecho.
And buon appetito. And
sahten.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Have a good time.
I almost said it. Have a good time, I guess.
Se noć koja je kriva, umorne oči, trljave stida. Hoće li doć, juće da sniva, zora rujna, rane da vida. Gdje su sad svi, iza su međa. Pletu vijenac od cvijeća. Nasmi se, izdrži sve, proći će. Izdrži sve, proći će, nasmi se. Proći će, nasmi se, izdrži sve. Nestaće, prestaće, a kada će? Dobro došli meni vi na predstavu o ljubavi. Kako si ti? Da li si dobro? Gdje su sad svi? Čisti pred Bogom, ko da su nijemi. Stoje bez riječi, oni što tu su u zlu i u sreći. Lica su im crvena, tugom krpljena. A ko mi je kriv? Nasmi se, izdrži sve, proći će. Izdrži sve, proći će, nasmi se. Proći će, nasmi se, izdrži sve. Nestaće, prestaće, a kada će? Dobro došli meni vi u hotel mojih slabosti. Dobro došli meni svi na predstavu o ljubavi.
Leđa lako zabada. U tebi vidjela sam svijet. Al po
what you mean.
Yeah.
If those were the best of the bunch. Like, they weren't terrible, but...
No. So, I like, we were talking while they were on, and I think we agreed that their main issue was they just don't build up enough.
Yeah, they don't hit.
So, like a Balkan ballad can literally be life-changing, in my opinion. Like, it can be, like, earth-shattering.
Next week, you should have some Balkan ballads.
That's such a great idea. Yeah. Like, there's one song, Divri Vetre, by... I actually don't remember his... I'm so bad at artist names.
I'm
going
to want to listen to that.
I really like that one. There's one, Molitva. I don't remember who's the artist of that.
Say the first one again.
Divli. Vietre.
Oh, I love autocorrect. Okay, and what
then
was the other one?
Molitva. Yes.
Okay.
But a good Balkan ballad, it can be really powerful. Mm-hmm. And the thing with a Balkan ballad is it needs to hit hard.
Yes.
No, it needs like to go kind of just, ding, dong.
They kind of just, like, bubble up and then bubble back down. You know what I mean?
You know what? They get timid.
Yeah.
And I need to see some, like, force.
Yeah.
But, you know, if one of those wins, there's always a potential for a revamp.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we'll see something
better. And they're not bad. I think they have potential.
No. And the main purpose of this national final is to start getting Montenegro back into Eurovision.
For sure. So how many years were they out of it again?
Two.
2 years. Okay.
But, you know, two is a lot.
That's like a decent amount of
time.
And
they also have not qualified to the final in the last like four competitions.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Four or five.
Yeah.
So we just need to get them back in.
For sure.
And then we'll go from there.
Yeah.
You know? But now we have an interesting song.
Yes, our next song is a recommendation from Evan Wyman. And
indeed,
it is also thematically relevant. It is called Pigeonometry by Aesop Rock, which is relevant because Garrett is currently writing a research paper on pigeons.
I am.
Which I think was an excellent choice. You were getting some flack for it today, but...
I was low-key getting attacked.
I was gooped.
I was, listen, so my paper, it has to be this weird amalgamation of research, argument, and personal narrative.
Yeah, that's weird.
So it's very interesting, and there was one part where, like, the research just doesn't have to be about the topic. Mm-hmm. I have to, like, explain it within context of the world and how it operates, but not, like, literally, but, like, in a metaphorical sense.
Okay.
And I was a little lost on that. And I was high key. I was getting attacked.
Yeah.
I was being told, why did you choose pigeons? And like, was it fair? Yes.
Yeah.
But like,
I think it was, no, I don't actually think it was fair. I think pigeons is an excellent topic.
Listen, I am biased because I love pigeons.
I love pigeons. Who doesn't love pigeons?
Pigeons, like, to all y'all listening, look up some pigeon facts.
Yes.
I read an entire book for this. I mean, it's like a short, small book.
Mm-hmm.
But it's by Rosemary Mosco.
Yeah.
It's A Pocket Guide to Pigeon Watching. The Ultimate Guide to the World's Most Misunderstood Bird. Find it at your local library. Read it. It's such an incredible book.
Mm-hmm.
So many interesting facts and tidbits.
They're a really interesting bird.
They're so interesting.
And we see them all the time.
And we have such a history with them.
Yeah,
because,
for sure.
You know, all the pigeons we see are feral because we domesticated them.
Right.
And then we threw them aside. And
how
it's a very
we?
Sad story. But,
it's so sad.
You know, I've been yapping a lot today. So let's just get into Pigeonometry.
Let's
it's an amazing song.
I fear we might not get back before the end of the hour. So,
I didn't even realize what time it was. Okay.
Before we start with the music, this is Gooped and Gagged, and you are
indeed
listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yes, indeed.
And you're going to hear Pigeonometry. Unfortunately, I don't think we're going to get to your Joker out.
Perchance. Sad. We'll say, we'll so see. if we get to it, so that'll just depend on if the people after us are here,
yeah,
which we're not
we
sure.
Don't know.
Perchance.
Maybe.
If y'all are here, say hello at the window.
Yes. But if they're not here, you will hear two Joker Out songs.
Yes. Which ones were they again?
Tokyo? Oh, they're here.
Oh, they're here. They're okay,
so you will not hear Joker.
You will not hear
that'll
them.
Be next week.
That'll be next week. So tune back in, guys. We totally underestimated time. But Pigeonometry!
Pigeonometry!
Yay!
Okay,
bye!
Thank you for
tuning in to Goop and
Gag.
Bon
appetit.
Thank you. Bye!
I like drawing pigeons. People tend to feed them off a bit of me. The way it's rare to see them individually considered. There's always like a million eating cigarettes and ketchup. I take a lot of pictures. I've been cropping out the extras. I've been studying the independent measurements and metrics. The postures and the body types, the patterns on the feathers, like some ritualistic tattoo dating back to their ancestors. While the bibinette come dipped in precious amethyst and emeralds. It's a pity about the stigmas. How the cooties overshadow any beauty that enriches. A white dove symbolizes peace and motherfuckers is bigots, yo. Three toes forward, one toe ain't. 1 a.m. sketching muscles on a plump little frame. Plus I love your pretty orange eyes and dumb little brain. I'll add a nimbus to atone for how we sullied the name, yeah.
Yep, 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 yep.
Bone wallet, coffee keys lighter. I'm headed for the beyond, I'ma need a ceasefire.
Yep, 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 yep.
Lighter keys, coffee wallet, phone. The whole street is lava, the beyond is not a goat. Seen this one Da Vinci exhibit in which they reconstructed dozens of machines he invented from diagrams in his codex open and beautifully scanned. Marvels of engineering broke up by Vitruvian man. Margin exploding with the future like it grew from his hand. Plus every annotation backwards, homie, who is this man? I bet his brain projected images of orbiting equations that would later become warships or attempts at aviation or some irrigation.